John Phillips is joining me, the development director at Notre Dame and also the mayor of the city of Burlington, general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. And good morning to you today, John.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. By the way, I guess, and I just was in communication with Casey Fleming. Notre Dame is now in the semifinals because Wapsie Valley had an issue with COVID.
So that's right. They move.
I didn't even know. I found out just a few minutes ago. So they'll be playing a semifinal game at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday night,
which means
we will go back to playing, starting our election coverage at 7 p.m. That'll be happening on tomorrow night. Yeah,
it's all running together, isn't it? We're really excited about the girls. I think they have a very strong chance to play very well this year.
Well, it's been the kind of year an automatic win because of COVID. I guess why should I be surprised, right?
Yeah, I mean everything's new and different this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has been. You know, and a lot of things, you know, obviously it's an election but in the city council as things go, looks to me like you'll have good weather, or at least whoever is doing construction is going to have very good weather this week to do a whole bunch of stuff if they want to do it.
I think Indian summer is here. We're really excited. Tonight will be the first night that we actually will have the general public at a city council meeting. We're going to switch that to the Burlington Memorial Auditorium at 5:30 tonight so we can spread out socially distance. But it'll be the first time since sometime in March, and we've been able to allow to have more than maybe one speaker, or even just see if people want to be in the audience to witness the meeting or give public content. I've had to call in a couple of times, and we realized how difficult it is to call in or follow the meeting via the phone. So we're excited to do that. We're going to give it a try at the auditorium, and that could be where we hold our city council meetings for the current time and going forward until we get through this COVID.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's positivity rate has been dramatically high in the state of Iowa. In fact, did you know that as of this morning, 47 of the 99 counties are above the 15% threshold in terms of positivity rate? And the average.
I don't think anybody's really surprised about that. We all thought that there was going to be a fall surge as we kind of went inside and we got back together and in schools and different events and work. And so, you know, having had COVID, it's no joke. You still need to not be lax. We need to make sure we're washing our hands and wearing masks when you're out in public and try to limit your exposure to people that have a immune system compromised, you know, or the elderly, you know, if you can. You just want to be really careful. It's just like flu season. You know, if you're not feeling good, don't go to school, don't go to work. If you're taking care of someone that's sick, you should probably look at staying home for a couple of days until you make sure you don't have anything.
Now you did have COVID, but would you consider it was a mild case? Is that right, John?
Well, I think what if you look at what the health department and what the CDC says, I think it hits everybody differently. Thankfully, I'm pretty healthy, so for me, it was just like a short term bad case of the flu. But I know that it hits other people a little bit harder than that. And that's why, I think we still need to take our, you know, precautions and not let up and follow in the CDC protocol.
Well, I'm going to guess that anybody who comes to the city council, you're asking them to, you mentioned socially distant, but I'm going to guess you're asking them to be wearing masks as well. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you're with sitting within 6 foot of someone, you know, the CDC protocols are still there. So we're going to have it spaced out so you wouldn't have to. But I think it's also a good precaution to take. You know, when we're sitting at the council chambers, because we're talking, we're generally not wearing them, and we're also 6 foot apart. So, you know, I'm gonna always recommend for people to take care and take precautions to protect themselves and others.
All right. Well, let's talk about city business right now. So there is a meeting. That meeting is happening tonight at again Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. And again, you are invited to come. So what is the schedule? What's the schedule for public comment?
Typically, at a city council meeting, we allow public comment on any issue, anything before the board, even on the consent agenda. If there's something on the consent agenda someone would like pulled, we'll pull it off the consent and discuss it. And then we also have public comment at the end of the meeting where it's something that's not on the agenda but a citizen would like to bring up. Now, the thing is about that portion of it is if it's not on the agenda, typically your council cannot answer any questions about those items that are brought up at the end, but it does give us an indication of something we might want to put on a work session. We're excited to get back in front of our citizens. It's been okay operating the way we have, but we want our citizens to be engaged and involved in the meeting, so we're really excited about it tonight.
Okay, so that's an important thing. But you've got a lot of things on your platter, so to speak. One is the search for a new city manager, and you have some news on that, right?
Well, we have hired a firm to go forward with that. Now, we also are still looking for our police chief, so we're in the middle of that process, and we've just recently hired a firm last meeting to go forward with the city manager search.
Okay. And so, and in the interim period, obviously Jeff Klein will continue to serve as the police chief, as I said, the police chief of record for now. And, and also Jim Furno is on a contract basis going to continue on as city manager until you get what, at least through the budget era situation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's when Jim asked us for a pretty quick separation on the back end of that, he offered to contract with us to help get us through the union negotiations. We want to make sure we get that part taken care of, and also through the city budgetary process. He'll also be involved in just the normal day-to-day workings of the city. The first month, we anticipated it's going to be pretty much like he was, normally employed. And then it will start kind of as he kicks off his venture, we'll probably wean ourselves off that a little bit. And he's going to focus on really on the getting us through the budget process, because the likelihood is we won't have a city manager hired till March, April.
Okay.
And the city budget process has to be in place by then. So
okay,
it's been very generous of Jim to take that on for us.
You said your timeline is you're looking at being able to hire a new city manager in March or April. Do you have a similar timeline for the police position?
We're hopefully going to have all our candidates interviewed and ready to make a decision sometime in December on the police chief.
Okay, so it's obviously some news is happening there. We've got good weather coming up this week. I don't know if you're still finished. I'm going to guess that there's still some projects that are being going to be hopefully finished on or worked on, right?
Yeah, we always have some road or repair projects going on. So, we're going to take advantage of this good weather now and like they normally do. And I think the Indian summer we probably got at least 1 or 2 weeks of nice fall weather ahead of us.
All right. Well, good luck on that, and good luck to the Notre Dame Nike girls, and good luck to you, and good luck to the citizens of Burlington as they will hopefully stay safe and healthy. Thanks again for joining me.
Let's hope we all stay healthy.
Thanks, Shan.
Thank you.